Storytel presents Evil Legacy by Margit Sandemore, Part 6 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says. Only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family, or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family. Part 1. Kolgrim. Chapter 1. Anyone who listens to the wind can hear many things in its sighs and whispers, but never had the wind seemed to moan so bitterly as when sorrow and grief came to Grostensholm. At Linden Avenue, the son of Silje and Tengel, known as Are of the Ice People, listened to its monotonous whine as it swept through the tops of the linden trees. He was restless because of the turn of events concerning Kolgrim Maiden, the firstborn son of Are's nephew, Tarald. Kolgrim had arrived in the world in 1621 under dreadful circumstances, when his mother, Sunniva, Tarald's first wife, died giving birth to Kolgrim. The rest of the family had been fearful from the outset that Kolgrim might be carrying the feared curse of the Ice People, which had been handed down by their ancestor, Tengel the Evil One. But as he grew up, Kolgrim's personality seemed to change for the better, and these fears had generally softened. However, one rash remark from Tarald was all it had taken to trigger the full rage of Kolgrim's inherently evil powers. It had been Kolgrim's secret intention not to take advantage of the open and innocent kind-heartedness that everyone at Grostensholm showed him until he was older. All the members of his immediate and extended family had been very careful to show him only love and attention while he was growing up. They hoped that they could prevent any possible evil power from taking hold. This meant that his needs were mostly taken care of, and he'd therefore been content to wait. But then, all of a sudden, a torrent of emotion, pent up deep inside him for so long, had been released. In 1633, he had turned 12, and he was a handsome boy in his own special way, but his amber-tinted eyes, which met any person's gaze with childlike innocence, would change as soon as their back was turned. His look would become cold and scornful, and with calculating sidelong glances, he'd watch and measure every move. "You miserable little souls," they seemed to say. "I'm strong, much stronger than any one of you, stronger than all of you. I'm nice only as long as it serves my purpose. But when I'm old enough to look after myself, then you should all be on your guard, each and every one of you." Kolgrim, like all the accursed children of the Ice People, was a very lonely character, but he never regarded loneliness as something negative. In fact, quite the opposite. He gladly sought solitude because he believed that it would increase his powers. At that time, much had been happening around Norway's peaceful borders. Although Sweden's King Gustav Adolf II had led his army to a brilliant victory over Tilly in Breitenfeld in 1631, the 30 Years' War still dragged on. King Gustavus was killed the following year at Lützen.